is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna.
three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
So we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie as we close out a tight junior varsity game. Fort Loramie girls 28, Anna girls 26, with 32 ticks left in the clock. Very little scoring here in the fourth quarter. Evenly played game throughout. And it's going down to the wire. Fort Loramie with possession at midcourt as we enter the final 25 seconds. Varsity matchup tonight. Fort Loramie girls 13-0 on the year. Number one in the state of Ohio in this week's Division IV AP girls poll. 8-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna 8-4 overall, 5-1 in league play. The Rockets coming off a loss on Tuesday to Marion Local by a score of 46-38. Chuck, as Ella Dosik goes, and so does Anna. Ella had two buckets on Tuesday against Marion Local, finished with 9. Flyers pulled it out with a big fourth quarter, won by 8. Then this past Saturday, Ella dropped in 31 points. She had 11 field goals, 9 of 12 at the line, 31 points. Anna beat Botkins in triple overtime, 52-50. So as Ella goes, so does Anna.
Well, I agree with that 100%. She's been around for like 22 years now, so she ought to be pretty good. Seems like we've been calling her name forever. The other one that they have is Riemann. I like her. They need her to really help them out. The first time they played, they didn't have Lena Rowland.
Right.
She was out, and I'm assuming she's back tonight, and they could use her size.
Kaylee Brewer, 13 points against Marion Local on Tuesday. She's been impressive this year, plays really good, scrappy defense, and can nail the three.
She can. She scored all the Anna points in the second half against Loramie the first time. Three.
Right. We've covered a series of Fort Loramie girls games in the last few weeks. Slow starts, outstanding second halves. Again, Dana Rose, Kenzie Holscher lead the way. They get warmed up by the time the third quarter rolls around, but that tenacious defense is there. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, start to finish, it is suffocating, and it has stopped cold in recent weeks. The likes of Finley, Liberty, Benton, New Bremen, Rushi, we covered those three contests. Finley, Liberty, Benton was averaging over 70 per game and didn't score till 2 minutes into the second quarter. Rushi didn't score until well into the second period. Going to be very interesting on Saturday
when the number three ranked team in the state in girls division three comes to town here at Fort Loramie. Ottawa Glandorf, I'm speaking of, they're averaging 62 points a game. What will Fort Loramie have in store for them 2 days from now?
Well, I mean, right now they're thinking about how to attack this 2-3 zone that Anna's going to throw at them.
Yes.
Anna actually had a 16-15 lead at the half,
right,
in Anna's gym early in the season, and Loramie really struggled trying to attack that 2-3 zone. The second half, I don't think they attacked the zone that much better, but they got so many turnovers and baskets off of transition that that's how they ran away with the basketball.
Yeah, I can think of three words: take care of the basketball. Yeah. Anna's got to do that tonight. And as you just alluded, another important short word: zone, zone, zone. Anna will do it until it gets, what, a dozen points behind. You can expect Anna to zone Fort Loramie throughout as much as possible.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to necessarily want to come out of that because they know they really can't play man on Loramie. So they need to score enough points to stay in the game and play that zone and not turn the ball over.
Anna needs a fine performance from Ella Dosik, that is for sure. I think it's going to be very interesting to see who for Fort Loramie guards her. They'll shade Ella with two players if necessary. I'm not sure if Dana Rose or Kenzie Holscher will guard her out front, but you can bet she'll get pinched, sandwiched a lot by Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, Caitlin Gasson, Riley Heitkamp.
Yeah,
they will be hounding Ella Dosik all night and make her work for every single point she gets.
My guess is that they'll start out playing Gasson on her man-to-man and then shade aside, like you said. Holscher has the ability to guard her on the perimeter, but, you know, sometimes they wear Kenzie out
right
with her defense. So, you know, I think it's going to be Gasson and then and help.
I mentioned Fort Loramie hosting Ottawa Glandorf here. 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That is airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. We've been told it's a 1:30 tip. Ceremony before the game, recognizing 50 years of Fort Loramie girls basketball. And during that span, the Redskins have won the Shelby County Athletic League 26 times, earned 26 district titles, 10 regional titles, and 2 Division IV state championships. The celebration on Saturday before that Fort Loramie-Ottawa-Glandorf contest will recognize the 265 players who have worn a Fort Loramie uniform. The event also honors the freshman, junior varsity, and varsity coaches who have led these players to individual and team accomplishments. And in addition, the ceremony salutes the managers, trainers, doctors, statisticians, and videographers who performed behind-the-scenes work and made the girls' hoops program here at Fort Loramie run so smoothly year after year. Chuck, the inaugural head coach was Jane Puppelman. She amassed a winning record in 21 of her 22 seasons and laid the foundation for the program's terrific success. By the way, this is year 22 for head coach Carla Siegel.
Yeah, I remember Coach Poppelman. She was there when I coached at Piqua. She did an outstanding job. Girls basketball has changed an awful lot through the years.
Oh, yeah, sure has. Through these 5 decades of hoops at Fort Loramie, the Redskins girls program has posted the second most triumphs in girls games in the state of Ohio, trailing Berlin Highland by 3 victories, and Fort Loramie is 3 ahead of Lima Bath, a club that Fort Loramie plays 1 week from this Saturday up in Lima. So that's a little preview of what we have in store for you here at the Fort Loramie gym on Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, Anna Rockets are thinking upset in this girls' game tonight against Fort Loramie. Anna's the one club on the Redskins' schedule over the last few seasons, Chuck, that's played Fort Loramie better than anyone. Even ranked teams in Division II and III come in here to the gym, and Fort Loramie puts that suffocating D on them and waxes them by 20, 25 points. Anna seems to hang around for 2.5 to 3 quarters.
Well, the Anna and Fort Loramie rivalry, when I first started, and Anna was winning Division III championships. Laramie was winning Division IV championships.
Right.
And those league games, those two games each year, were just, they were tougher than anything they saw in Columbus.
Weren't they, though? Yeah. Anna won the girls' state title in D3 in 2011. In 2013, on the same day, same afternoon, Anna and Fort Loramie from the same county, same league, Shelby County Athletic League, won state championships in back-to-back games. That was in March of 2013. And then 2 years later in 15, Fort Loramie won it a second time under head coach Carlos Siegel.
Yeah, they have been the dominant since I've started doing this. I know there's been dominant teams before I got started, but Anna and Loramie have been the two dominant teams, girls, in this league. And Loramie has not slacked off. They have been on that plateau now for about 10 years.
And not slacking off one bit this season, a 13-0 mark. In fact, Chuck, by my last count, in Fort Loramie's last 62 games in high school basketball over a three-year span, Fort Loramie's won 61 of their last 62.
That's not bad.
Yeah, we covered that game two losses ago at West Liberty. West Liberty Salem beat Fort Loramie early in the season. That would have been in what, 18-19, early in the 18-19 season.
Yep.
West Liberty Salem won a one-pointer. And since then, the only Fort Loramie loss was to Minster in a regional tournament game.
Yep. Yeah, they've been on quite a roll, and Minster's had a good roll on their end, too. So girls basketball in this area is just outstanding, and this year has been no exception.
No. Minster has won the last two Division IV state tourneys that were completed. Fort Loramie and Minster would have locked horns, no doubt, last year in the state championship game for the D4 title. Fort Loramie won big over Minster early in the regular season. Anna advanced all the way to the state final four a year ago in D3, one super win after another in the district and regional, which was played in Springfield.
Right.
We covered that terrific climax to the win over Purcell. Ella Dosik at the last four free throws in the final 10 or 11 seconds to pull it out for the Rockets by one. But Anna and Fort Loramie, these two teams playing tonight, were still alive in the state tournament last year when the health crisis struck.
Well, Anna was playing as well as they've played in years.
Yep.
And then they had such a good run at Springfield, like you said. And that win against Purcell Marion, you got to call it an upset.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was an athletic basketball team. But, boy, they just made shots, hung in there, and it was a shame they didn't get to go on to Columbus because they earned it.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our business partners, making this presentation of high school sports possible right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM radio in Sydney. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution at Dickman. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Cal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner back in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world at LaCal. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank, online at osgoodbank.com. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And thank you, the Sydney Daily News, the award-winning sports page in the SDN, and our broadcast partner, WMVR TAM 105.5 FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. I said it backwards, 105.5 TAM FM. WMVR serving 8 counties in West Central Ohio and a county in Indiana. And we salute our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three are with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Dyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Plus, thank you to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And you know, Chuck, we're just 2 days away from marinated pork chops at Brookins. A drop-in till Carl Arns. You heard about his fine restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 2 8-ounce marinated chops. I'm getting tongue-tied. My mouth's watering as I talk about the chops at Brookins. Boy, they're delicious. Trouble is, you've got to get there by 5 o'clock. You're rolling the dice by 6:30 or 7 as to whether or not you will get to take part in those marinated chops at Brookins.
There's plenty of other stuff to eat if you miss out.
Oh, broasted chicken. It is out of this world as well. A meaty and cheesy homemade pizza. Fun family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie. You'll love it. 10 Elm Street. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. We'll take a 2-minute break, return with our starting lineups, and eventually the tip-off of this game. Our preliminary contest dragged on. It ran late. Fort Loramie held on to win it over Anna by, 2 points, Chuck?
2 points, yep.
2-point win, 28-26, Fort Loramie over Anna in the JV tilt. Back in a couple of minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're back here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For the Anna Rockets tonight, the highest quality components include a 15 to 20 point game from Ella Dosik. That is a must. And somehow, some way, Anna needs to get an inside-outside game started. Molly Riok
5'9 junior post player for Anna that needs to get involved. If the Rockets can find her and she can score four or five baskets down low, that would be a big building block for Anna. For Fort Loramie, a component to the Redskins' success as always, it's a staple. Tenacity on defense. Don't let Anna move when the Rockets have the ball. We'll see the trap at midcourt. And if you pick up your dribble near the sideline, you can bet you are going to be sandwiched. Building blocks in the middle, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose. Tough to stop for Fort Loramie. Anna somehow has to hold those two young ladies to no more than 20 points between them. Speaking of such, the finest building blocks come from the Francis Schulze Company. You can visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'd like to remind you that we are online, thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, which has been with us now for about a year. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment plan. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 14 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Superior Aluminum, which provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And we also say hello to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Goffney has you covered, the highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget at Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Starting lineups and the opening tip in a moment when we return. Anna Girls on the road here at Unbeaten Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
The Fort Loramie girls sit atop the Shelby County Athletic League, 8-0 in SCAL action, 13-0 on the season, having won 61 of the last 62 games, ranked number one in the state in girls D4 this week, getting a significant number of first place votes. Anna second in the league with a mark of 5-1, 8-4 overall. Bodkin sits at third at 5-3 in league play, 10-3 overall. Bodkin has lost to Fort Loramie in the one meeting and has been beaten twice by Anna. Bodkin owns a victory over Rushi at Bodkin's. Rushi sits fourth with a 4-4 mark in SCAL action, 7-6 overall. Houston 2-5, Fairline 0-4. Jackson Center also winless in league play. Fairline and Jackson Center have each won a couple non-conference games, so that Sydney girls sectional, at least one half of it, could be interesting. And most everybody will draw away from Fort Loramie. So you could have Mechanicsburg and Bodkin's and Rushi and Houston and most of the SCAL teams, with the exception of Fort Loramie, in one half of that tournament draw. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness Center, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. It's called the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, offering a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery, by the way, to Jackson Center and Bodkin's. Medications for you are packaged by day and time for your convenience. Immunizations are given. There's rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. That's at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. 10-6 Monday to Friday, 10-1 on Saturday. A moment ago, we shared with you a little bit about Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics. Family owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years and currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support the Superior Aluminum growth. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum. And if you've got a home project that needs railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Starting lineups have been introduced for this game here tonight. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Caitlin Gasson, 5'3 senior at the point. She is joined by Corinne Heitkamp at guard, a 5'6 senior. Jaden Putoff at a wing, a 5'10 senior. Kenzie Holscher, a 6-foot senior. And Dana Rose, a 6'1 senior on the inside. Anna Rockets, opening five. Kaylee Brewer, 5'2 junior guard. Brianne Riemann, a 5'8 junior. Ella Dosick, a 5'6 senior. Mary Landis at 5'7 a senior. And Molly Reok at 5'9 a junior. Rounding out the starting five for Anna, which includes three juniors in the opening quintet. Anna's got the ball to start. Here's a short baseline jump shot by Dosick. She was open, missed it. Rebound Fort Loramie. That's the shot Ella needs to complete tonight.
Well, Gasson went for the steal and missed, and she needs to watch that because Dosick's going to make more of those than she misses.
And speaking of Gasson, she's open for a corner three for Fort Loramie, and she starts off the buckets with a triple.
Well, she pointed at me as she ran by, too.
3-0 Fort Loramie on the tray, but Caitlin Gasson
Here's a baseline drive, but Mary Landis of Anna, she's cornered, tries to go opposite on a pass to Kaylee Brewer. It falls short, and Fort Loramie picks it off. Quickly, baseline left, it's put off. Down inside to Holscher, she weaves toward the rim, misses it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
That's one way to beat the zone, get down the floor before they can get set up.
Yes, that's a good ploy, always against the zone. Is hasten into the half court and get a good look before that zone gets fixed on you. Here is Kaylee Brewer with the ball, left corner for Anna. Here comes the trap, double team is there. Brewer's having difficulty. Holscher scraps her for the ball. It's off Brewer's foot, out of bounds. Quickly, what, a couple of turnovers against Anna in the opening minute and a half.
Yep, she got herself, picked up her dribble on the sideline. That's a no-no.
3-0 Fort Loramie. Anna settles into that zone. Top of the circle, Gaston whips it high post to Holscher. Right flank, Corinne Heitkamp. They put the squeeze on her. That zone defense forced an errant throw from Heitkamp. Then a bad pass by Anna. Stolen back by Gaston. She zips to the rim and is hacked while shooting and gets two. Another turnover right there for Anna.
That's three of them already
in 2 minutes. Well, at this rate, you got 16 two-minute intervals in the game times three. And that's going to be far too many for Anna to deal with here tonight. Foul shot, Gaston, no good. 6:08 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 3, Anna nothing. Gaston again, yes. 4-0. Fort Loramie didn't start off like this in the game at Anna.
No, they've got a better offensive start.
Here is Dosik whipping pressure down the floor for Anna.
Travel.
She darts into the lane, makes a leaner, but that was after she dragged the pivot foot about a foot and a half.
Yeah.
Another mistake, Anna. That time the Rockets tried to beat the Redskins' tenacious defense down the floor. Dosik did, converted, but walked before she pumped home the shot. Here is Fort Loramie attacking on the court. Colleen Brandewee substituting at guard. She's got the ball on the left flank. Colleen gives it back up straight away to Corinne Heitkamp. Bombs away. Good from three-point land. Two threes from distance for Fort Loramie. And that's a good sign for the Redskins. Steal midcourt. Dana Rose on a run out the other way. Two more for Fort Loramie. Anna's going to need a timeout. Head coach Jeff Maurer gets it. 5:19 left in the first. A spurt at the start by Fort Loramie, which is up 9-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And with Chuck, it might be too soon for Anna to check out of the zone. Fort Loramie has reeled off 9 straight points here at the start. But wow, very pleasant sight for head coach Carlos Siegel to see her Redskin guards drain 2 threes.
Well, yeah, the nice part was that they're getting really good ball movement against that zone and getting good looks at it. And you're right, making threes is going to really help push that zone out.
Oh, yeah, that's an aspect of Fort Loramie's game the last few weeks, which has been missing. Holscher and Rose have been constant on the inside, getting 27, 28 points between them. Here's a jump shot by Kenzie Holscher. That's a long two-pointer for her, a 17-footer. She knocks it down. 11 zip start.
Well, they just turned it again. They had a 5-second call. Now they just turned them again on the sideline.
What, half a dozen miscues now for Anna in the opening 3 minutes. And Fort Loramie gets the ball back once more. It's Rose into Gaston 30 feet away. Kaylee Brewer on her.
And they're playing man.
Yep. They've checked out of the zone. It goes to Holscher high post. Hitting the cutter through the lane. Dana Rose for two more.
I think we're going to get to see why Anna wants to play zone against him.
Here is Dosik sprinting up the right side. Gets to midcourt. dumps a pass off on the play to Mary Landis. Landis with a shot fake, baseline left. Now Dosick overshoots from the corner, and Fort Laramie rebounds and heaves it too far out of bounds at the other end.
Good thought.
13-0 Fort Laramie. Another pleasant sight for head coach Carlos Siegel, Chuck, is the hot beginning. In the last couple of weeks, Fort Laramie's been a slow starting bunch.
Yeah, they have.
4.5 to go here in the first quarter, 13-0 Fort Laramie. So about the time I said, well, maybe it still might be too soon for Anna to come out of the zone. One more Fort Laramie long-range make, and Anna had no choice. Baseline left, Rockets getting into trouble as Dosick in the paint, stolen by Fort Laramie, stolen back by Dosick. Now loose ball, long rebound, and a missed shot by Anna. Fort Laramie's got it. Colleen Brandewee in the left corner fumbled it. It goes out of bounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder,
50-50 tickets for all. 4:06 to go here in the first. Fort Laramie 13, Anna nothing. Dosick for the Rockets to midcourt. And she is being guarded 40 feet from the basket by Gasson. Bounce pass to Rima, who came out to get it, tipped away by Fort Laramie. It goes to Gasson to Brandewee. Hits an open player, baseline right, ball lost. Anna's got it. Here comes Taylor Puppelman in off the bench, 5'8 sophomore. Gives it to Dosick. She barrels down the right baseline into the corner, punched out by Fort Laramie. 3:36 left, opening stanza, Fort Laramie 13, Anna nothing.
Well, I think the difference in the start tonight is it's Anna. They come into the other games and they just really know they're going to win it, and they sometimes they have to pick up the pace. They came in against Anna.
I think there's something to that. Yep. And Fort Laramie's psyche has been stirred up a little bit before the opening jump against Anna. They know the significance of green and white down at the other end of the floor. These two clubs have had a lot of terrific battles over the years in girls high school basketball. Here's Dosick shooting a three from the left wing. It hit the rim, no good. Weak side rebound to put off of Fort Laramie. 3 minutes left, first period, 13-0 Redskins. Fort Laramie 13-0 on the year. Anna 8-4. Redskins ranked number one in this week's Division IV AP girls poll. Good teamwork by Anna. Wow. Well done. Clara Gephardt got the finish.
Gephardt got it, and Meyer found her down on the block. That was a heck of a pass.
Kara Meyer, beautiful look. Gephardt has
been playing really well.
Yes. She's been superb lately. What, 10 points in the last game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR.
She got her a Clancy's player of the game out of that one.
Yep, Clara Gephardt off the bench. Here is Anna attacking with 2:10 to go in the first quarter, down 15 zip. Dosick's got the ball, high right. Spin move, foul line. Bounce pass to Brewer. She jacks up a three. It hit the back brace, no good. Long rebound by Leonard Rowland. A 5'10 junior is checked in for Anna, and it's poked out by Fort Laramie. Possession, Anna. Half court to her right. Riley Heitkamp comes out. She had been in off the bench. Here's Anna's throw into backcourt, tipped and stolen by Gasson. Hits the trailer, Brandewee. Back to Gasson for the layup. Well done.
What are you going to do?
16-zip Fort Laramie. Redskins coming out with fire in their eyes here tonight.
I think it's 17. I think they put up one less. They need another point up there.
Here is Anna at midcourt in the trap. Rockets are suffocated, and they get a timeout to conserve the possession. Down 15-zip, according to the scoreboard.
It's 17-0.
A minute 37 left in the opening period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Yep, Anna will throw in far side of the floor, having gone scoreless through the first 6.5 minutes. Chuck, we've seen, what, at least two Fort Loramie opponents go scoreless in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah,
over the entire first quarter. Another Anna turnover at midcourt.
Well, in the last half, in this quarter, Anna scored 3 points against Loramie in the first game and now tonight.
That's a good recall. Yeah, 3 points by Anna in the first meeting of the year in the third and fourth quarters against Fort Loramie. Here's another long three by Gasson. Bombs away right down through the cylinder. All rope.
Now they went back to their zone, and Gasson burned them.
20-0 Fort Loramie. Anna had 16 points at the half when these two teams played the first time, finished the game with 19. So 3 points over two quarters and nothing tonight in the first 7 minutes. Here's a long outside jump shot. It is good, banked in from distance. Wow, Chuck, what a shot. I'm not sure if Breanne Riemann meant to use board or not, but she'll take it.
Doesn't matter, it's a three.
First point of the night for Anna. Runner in the lane by Holscher for Fort Loramie. No good off the heel. Rebound Riok of Anna, holding foul against Fort Loramie with 46 seconds to go in the opening period. And the Redskins leading 20-3. Good looking 3-point shot from long range by Breanne Riemann of Anna. She is one of our two locale equipment spotlight players tonight at halftime. Here is the ball inbounded by Anna quickly down the floor. It goes to Riemann in the left side of the court. Now to Dosik between rims. Dosik top of the circle. Now retreats toward center circle. Flips a pass to the right to a teammate. And now we got a scrum for a loose ball. Pile up at the elbow right of the foul stripe. Arrow gives it to Anna in the half court.
I don't know if I've ever seen a team that has more players with that quick of hands. They get the hand on a basketball more than any team I've watched.
By error, I think I said it's Anna ball.
It is Anna ball.
Fort Loramie's ready to take it out, and the official's motion, it is green possession. 23 seconds to go, first period, 20-3, Fort Loramie. Here's Kaylee Brewer. Inbounding to Dosik in backcourt. Ella picked up a Gasson of Fort Loramie. Coming out high to catch is Brewer. Looks for the cutter through the lane, Breanne Riemann. Now Brewer takes it into the paint. Meets resistance from taller players. Gives it up to Dosik with six to go in the quarter. Now to Breanne Riemann. Drives with the left. Stops on top. A second remaining. Hands off to a teammate, Riok, as the quarter closes. Stellar defense by Fort Loramie down the stretch. 20-3 Redskins at the end of one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. On the southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Paris Street Park and within walking distance from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate.
There's no substitute for experience. We continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate and Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. 538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, development.com. Opening action, second quarter. Gaston tries to line it up from three-point land for Fort Loramie. No good off the back rim. Weak side rebound gathered by Kara Meyer of Fort Loramie. Hands off to Holscher, and Holscher gives it up on the arc to a teammate who launches a three. It circles around the rim and comes off. Kara Meyer couldn't get it to go. Strong put back by Putoff, and she's walloped on the shoulder. Jaden Putoff at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Two coming. Minute gone, second quarter, 20-3, Fort Loramie. Free throw for Jaden, dips the knees, and connects. Colleen Brander, we back on the floor for Fort Loramie in place of Kara Meyer. Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher are on the bench at the moment. Or I should say, Dana Rose and Clara Gebhardt. Kenzie is still out there. Second free throw put off. Short, hit the rim, fell to the floor. The box out were so clean on the inside, Chuck. The ball bounced on the hardwood a couple times, then went out of bounds.
Yep.
Here's Anna in backcourt. It is Kaylee Brewer circling. It loops it up the near side to Brianne Riemann. Riemann left-hand dribble being chased by Holscher. Now to Brewer. Foul line pass to Leonard Rowland, the 5'10 junior. Into the corner it goes, out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
I think Mary Landis took a shot to the nose. She's getting ready to be looked at by the trainer.
I hope Mary can get back onto the floor. A little ouchy at first.
Makes your eyes water.
It sure does. Want to see her back out there in a jiffy. Here's Holscher in the lane for Fort Loramie. Dives toward the basket. A one-hander off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Anna.
Great ball movement. He just missed the shot.
Yes. And Molly Rioch snatched the rebound for the Rockets. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 21-3 Fort Loramie. Here's Dosick 25 feet away. Gives it up to Brianne Riemann. Coming out high to catch is Rioch. Checked there by Putoff. Rioch on the dribble between the rings, weaves it to Riemann, who fakes left, goes right. And Fort Loramie comes with the double team. Ball is tipped away. Fort Loramie gets it in backcourt, and head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. 5:55 to go in the second. Fort Loramie girls 21 and a 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And so many thanks to an array of fine advertisers here on scoresbroadcast.com, including three from Fort Loramie: Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires, all in Fort Loramie. With us for every Fort Loramie contest, boys and girls, on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie misses a couple of quick shots after the timeout. Redskins throw in below the basket. And the ball is aimed for a cutting Dana Rose in the paint. Slapped loose on the play by Anna. Tie-up results. Arrow favors the Rockets. 5.5 to go, second quarter, 21-3 Fort Loramie, which beat Anna the first time around, 43-19. But that game was just, 2-3-point difference at the half, Chuck?
16-15 Anna, as a matter of fact.
1-point lead Anna first time around at the halftime break. Anna played Fort Loramie that well. You're right, I recall it.
And then after getting 16 points in the first half, Anna got one field goal, three-pointer by Brewer. That was it, entire second half, and Fort Loramie started to carve up the Anna zone and pulled away to win 43-19. Anna with a turnover right in front of us, then a poor pass by Fort Loramie into the post, and Anna gets a mitt on it and drives it out of bounds.
They've lost the enthusiasm they started the game with.
Dana Rose inbounding below the rim for Fort Loramie to put off in the right corner. On top catching, Corinne Heitkamp behind a screen, right wing. It is Colleen Brandewee who lets it fly. No good off the back brace, and we've got a foul over the back against the Redskins.
Foul's on Dana Rose. That's her first.
Dana Rose picks it up. Point production so far for Rose and Holscher, Chuck.
Holscher has two, Rose has four.
So only six of the 21 before Loramie scored by the duo on the inside.
Well, Gasson's got nine, had a nine-point quarter.
Great game for Caitlin Gasson. She's got a head start on the Clancy Star of the Game Award. Here's Dosick, three-point land for Anna straight away. No good. Fine offensive rebound by Rioch. Pounded away, though, by Fort Loramie. Long lead out to Rose. Oh, she uses her muscle. A leaner, no good. In and out. The rebound stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. That's a shot Dana will complete most of the time.
She's missed a couple of easy ones.
Rose out. Clara Gebhardt in for Fort Loramie. Redskins have Gebhardt put off. Brandewee, Gasson, Corinne Heitkamp on the floor at the moment. Here is Anna attacking. Taylor Puppelman heaves it up the right side to Lena Rowland. 25 feet away to Puppelman. Now to Dosick. Halfway through the second quarter, Anna stuck at three. As we said, those three match the three that Anna had in the second half, the entire second half of the first meeting between the two. There's a long three-point shot by Anna. It is over the rim entirely. Dosa gets the weak side rebound, and as she goes up to score, she is clobbered on the backside. And Ella Dosick's at the stripe for two. First one dead center. 21-4, Fort Loramie.
Usually when Ella goes to the free throw line, I just mark them good.
Yeah. I can remember the four in a row she swished in the final 10 or 11 seconds of that regional final last year in Springfield. Anna was down three. Ella made four straight free throws to pull it out for the Anna Rockets. Here she drains a couple more. Fort Loramie comes down, fires up the three ball, no good. Rebound shot, Brandewee, it won't go, and Anna snares the rebound. 21-5, Fort Loramie, 3:46 to go here in the first half. Dosick picked up by Gasson. Fakes left, goes right. Gives it up to Taylor Puppelman on the arc. Good bench player is Taylor, 5'8 sophomore. Baseline right, open shooter, Rowland, short, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Long throw down to Gasson. Gasson heaves it into the lane to Gebhardt. Head of the key to the three-point shooter. Yes, Corinne Heitkamp from downtown. 24-5, Fort Loramie. 3:13 left until halftime. Here is Landis burning a trail down the floor for Anna. Stops at the head of the key. Now goes to Dosick, 25 feet away. Outside the arc on the right to Landis. And she steers her way into the lane. And Fort Loramie gets a hand on the pass. Redskins get the loose ball. Throw it down to Gasson, who makes a driving layup.
Wow.
Fort Loramie players leaking out offensively as those steals take place. And the Redskins are getting some cripples, some gimmies. Long three-pointer Brewer for Anna. Wow, 26-footer is good. Kaylee Brewer of the Rockets. 26-8, Fort Loramie. 2:24 to go in the second quarter. Well, Kaylee's had some hot streaks this year. Had a double-digit 13-point game on Tuesday against Marion Local. High left, it's Brandewee. Throws to the post player for Fort Loramie. Shoots short. As Putoff couldn't get it to go, out of bounds to Anna. We've got hockey line change, you might say. Six players off the floor, six on. Four new ones for Fort Loramie, two for Anna. Having checked in for Fort Loramie, Riley Heitkamp again, along with Kara Meyer. Dribble drive, Dosick into the lane, leaves it for the trailer, Puppelman. Her 19-footer short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long lead out down the floor to Dana Rose, and she spilled as she goes driving toward the rim. Apparently Anna got all ball. 1:50 to go in the second. No free throws coming. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 26-8 Redskins. Gaston head of the key, Rose. Comes back to Gaston. Now to Riley Heitkamp on top. Riley hangs on, veers into the right corner, goes below the rim, tries to pitch it into the lane to Holscher, intercepted by Anna. Here come the Rockets. Dosick strides down the floor, goes to Brewer, head of the key. Left flank Dosick, 1:28 to go, second quarter. On top to Landis. High right to Brewer, slides into the lane, now back on the arc. It goes to Puppelman.
We got Danny Barhorse in the game now for Loramie.
She wears 3-3. She made a three-pointer, by the way, did she, up at Canton Glen Oak. One of four three-pointers Fort Loramie sank in that game. Jump shot by Anna, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Gaston on the loose, down the floor. A little out of control. Anna bails her out. It's a defensive foul while shooting. Minute to go in the half. 26-8 Fort Loramie. Couple free throws here for Caitlin Gaston. She shoots it up. It is no good. A little heavy off the back rim. Colleen Brandwee back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Gaston eyes the bucket. Hits. 27-8 Redskins over Anna. What was that first quarter score, Chuck?
20-3.
So in 7 minutes, Fort Loramie's notched 7 points in a much lower scoring second quarter. Fort Loramie, which had started slowly in the first quarter of the past few games, got off to a hot start tonight against the Anna zone defense. In fact, Fort Loramie's first two makes, Chuck, were threes, right?
Yep.
Here is Dosick to midcourt for Anna. She has knocked down a couple free throws. No fielders from the floor for her yet. Here is Breanne Riemann outside the arc to Ella. Looks for the cutter, Roland. Gives it up to Kaylee Brewer. Right back to Landis. Little short jumper, mid-post. Blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Good defense.
Kenzie Holscher. She is a heck of a shot blocker.
Baseline right. Dosick throwing it in play for Anna. Finds Landis, right back to Ella. Wants to drive on Dana Rose. Nothing there. Kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 27.2 remaining in the second. 27-8 Redskins. Local Equipment in Jackson Center brings you our spotlight segment at the half. We highlight a player from each team. Here is Anna attacking. Straight away, Breanne Riemann. 25 feet out, it's Dosick. Now near midcourt to Landis. Outside the arc in the right, Riemann. Riemann slides into the lane area, then has to pitch it to Riok at the foul stripe. Back to Dosick with six to go. She settles for a long three. Hits it! Wow! Ella didn't even look at the basket very long. She realized seconds were counting down. She might have heard some chanting in the stands. And Ella took a peek at the rim, let it fly, in it went for her first field goal of the night. It beat the buzzer, and it's Fort Loramie 27, Anna 11 at the half. Anna, in fact, outscored Fort Loramie in that second period. 27-11, Fort Loramie over Anna after two quarters. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins girls lead Anna 27-11. Very good start for Fort Loramie. 20-point first 8 minutes. Anna scored a point more than Fort Loramie in the second quarter. The Rockets played much better in period number two. Our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, we start with the turnovers. The Rockets turned it over 16 times in the first half.
Ouch.
Loramie turned it over 7. Fort Loramie has a 13-6 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards, 2-2 from the free throw line for the Rockets. Both those Dosik, 3-6 for Loramie. Not typical of their free throw shooting, only 50%. Individual scoring, Dosik had 5. They got 3 from Riemann on a 3. They got 3 from Brewer on a 3. They scored 3 and 8, 11 points in the first half. Loramie led by Caitlin Gasson with 12. They got 6 from Corinne Heitkamp on 2 threes. They got 4 from Dana Rose, 2 from Holscher, 2 from Gephardt, a free throw from Putoff. They scored 20 and 7 and lead it 27-11 at the half.
18 points from Caitlin Gasson and Corinne Heitkamp. Head coach Carlos Siegel will take that every single game.
Yep. When you only get 6 out of Rose and Holscher, you need to get it somewhere else. Tonight they've gotten it from their guard play.
Chuck, I think you hit it on the head. Fort Loramie's fast start was propelled
by the opposition. The Fort Loramie and a rivalry here in Shelby County.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's when you have a great start like that and you get the big 17-point lead at the end of the first quarter,
right.
It's really kind of hard to continue to keep at that pace.
Yeah.
They'll come out hard here in the third quarter for sure.
Fort Loramie 13-0 coming into the game, ranked number one in the state in girls D4 earlier this week. Anna 8-4 on the season, coming off a setback at the hands of Marion Local by 8 points on Tuesday. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass. Fort Loramie 27, Anna 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by partner LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal has promoted student academic success since our start, which is now 15 calendar years as of this month. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight, we recognize Riley Heitkamp, junior player for Fort Loramie. She is the sister of Corinne, who's on the team. Riley's grade point average, 3.85, daughter of Doug and Kristen, active in history club, Spanish club, National Honor Society. She's a church server, possibly University of Cincinnati down the road, and maybe a career in civil engineering, by the way. A younger brother and sister, Eli and Ariel. For Anna, we highlight Brianne Riemann, a junior basketball player, fine performer, 3.89 GPA, daughter of Rodney and Ellen, participates in FFA, cross-country track, including the 2 mile and 1 mile, volunteers for her church youth group, possibly Ohio State or UC in the picture, and maybe pediatric oncology nursing. Older sister Ashley Riemann graduated in 2008 from Anna. 20-year-old brother Jacob and a couple younger brothers in the family as well, one of whom is Carson. And I'm not sure if I failed to write down the other one or not. Maybe I did. Riley Heitkamp, Brianne Riemann from Fort Loramie and Anna respectively. Recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in LA, California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Allow me to clarify as I read my notes more accurately. Two brothers for Brianne Riemann, an older one, 20-year-old Jacob, a younger brother, Carson, in the Anna School District. And as I mentioned, Ashley, a 2008 graduate
from Anna High School, an older sister of Breanne Riemann. Just underway here in the third quarter, thanks to LaCal Equipment, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Couldn't have gotten underway here on Scores without the assistance from LaCal Equipment. So many thanks to all the staff and associates and to Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock at LaCal. Fort Loramie possession, ball slapped away by Anna, and the Rockets have it. Forecourt to our left. 27-11 by way of score, kicking violation, Dana Rose of Fort Loramie.
Well, both teams have had a possession. Both teams have turned it over.
Sluggy start to the third period. And a ball right in front of head coach Jeff Maurer, who, by the way, does an excellent job with this Anna girls team. Took the club all the way to the state Final Four last year. Under seven to play in the third period. Anna's Dosik has the ball high left. The way this game started, Chuck, I thought it might be worse than 16 points early on third quarter.
Yeah, Anna kind of righted the ship a little bit. They scored a little bit, but they did a much better job defensively.
Yes. Dosik straight away picked up by Gasson. Dosik on the bounce. Looks for Landis. Riok comes out to catch. Gives it up to Dosik, 25 feet away. Spin, move, foul line. Here comes the double team. Ella tries to turn the corner and take it into the lane. And Fort Loramie says no chance. Dribble drive into the lane by Riemann. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Redskins come out of there with it. Down the floor, put off. Trailer Gasson. 12-point game for Caitlin. Baseline left to Rose. Extra pass to Holscher. Might have gotten her in trouble. Stolen by Anna. Right, Chuck, one pass too many?
Just too slow of a pass.
Yep. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. 27-11, Fort Loramie. Here's Riemann outside the arc on the left. Straight away, Kaylee Brewer. She jacks up the long three, short. Rebound, Holscher, Fort Loramie foul, and a shoving in the paint area.
I thought actually Holscher shoved Rose, but they saw something I didn't see.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride at Goffney serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, too. At Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered. Fort Loramie attacking to our right. Anna gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Have we had a point? Has there been a point scored in the second half, Chuck?
No.
I looked up at the board and I thought it hasn't changed since the end of the second quarter. Here is Riley Heitkamp, 30 feet out. Left side pass goes to Corinne. Ball high overhead, back to Riley. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Zone defense, Anna. And it's got the Redskins stymied at the moment. Here's Rose, mid-range, doesn't shoot. Ball rotated left side to put off. Looking for a cutter in the middle is Corinne Heitkamp. Three green shirts around her. Corinne's got to get rid of it. Tie-up is generated. Arrow in a good defensive set by the Rockets. 27-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Now, Fort Loramie pumped in 20 points in the first 8 minutes, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Seven in the last darn near 12 minutes. Anna's zone defense has picked it back up. Brewer outside the arc, high rights. Gives it up right corner to Taylor Puppelman. Near steal by Fort Loramie. Ball given up to Dosik, 30 feet away. Ella on the dribble. Check by Riley Heitkamp. Spin move, Dosik, paint area. Awkward one-hander. Missed it badly. Rebound down to Clara Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. Long lead out to Brandewee. Skips it to Gebhardt. Good look down inside. Ball fumbled. Fort Loramie goes to the deck to retrieve. And let's see what's been called. Foul, Fort Loramie on a reach-in. 4:14 to go in a scoreless third quarter. I didn't see this coming, Chuck.
No, I don't think anybody did.
No. Anna walks it up to the timeline. Tell you what, if Anna can hit two or three long-range buckets in succession, this is a ball game entering the fourth. 25 feet away, Lena Rowland, now to Brewer. She's open, three-pointer. Oh, it was below the rim. It almost hit the netting. It got down below the iron, in and out, in and out. Rebound, Fort Loramie, foul, hooking at the center stripe against Anna. Tough break. That shot by Brewer was, it was a three-pointer, Chuck. You got to give her a point and a half on that.
I don't know how to do that.
That was a make all the way. It disappeared below the rim and somehow spun out. Zone defense, Anna. Fort Loramie tries to attack it. Yep, since the first several minutes of the game, Anna's defense has been problematic for Fort Loramie. Into the lane, it goes to Rose. Might have gotten away with a walk. She pivoted and made a difficult shot. Good effort, Dana Rose. Two or three green jerseys had her pinned. But Dana made it happen, used her body nicely, and sinks a two-pointer. 29-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's an Anna miss from the foul line. Rebound Fort Loramie down to Gasson. Gasson gives it up to Riley Heitkamp. Baseline left, Clara Gebhardt overshoots a 16-footer. Long rebound out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Anna Crowd says it should be the Rockets' ball.
But not one of them has a whistle, so they're going to give it to Fort Loramie.
3:01 to go here in the third. 29-11 Fort Loramie. Here is Colleen Heitkamp, foul line Dana Rose, puts it on the deck, drives, pitches it back on the arc to Gasson from three-point land, and she buries it. Caitlin Gasson knocks it down. She's been a sharp shooter tonight.
She got 15.
Here is Anna quickly down the floor. Puppelman, dribble drive into a white jersey, taken away by the Redskins. Outlet pass to Brandewee, cross-court to Riley Heitkamp, back to Gasson. Poor pass into the post to Rose, stolen by Anna. 32-11, Fort Loramie. 2:23 left, third quarter. Dribble drive through the paint area. Mary Landis for Anna. Blocking foul, Fort Loramie. Well, the one aspect, Chuck, I repeat, of Fort Loramie's game that's been missing most often this year, at least in contests we've seen, long-range outside shooting for the Redskins, but the perimeter jump shot has been there tonight.
They have made shots. They don't shoot a lot of threes on the season, but,
right,
boy, against this zone, they're just finding the crack.
Yeah.
And Heitkamp, Gasson and Heitkamp have both hit a couple.
Unlike last year when the Redskins were more three-point oriented.
Yeah, you couldn't zone them last year
at
all.
2:11 left to go in the third. Tie up at the Anna foul line. Arrow says Fort Loramie ball. Redskins 32, Rockets 11. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Midcourt Gasson picked up by Dosick. Down the right side to Brandewee. Cross-court pass juggled by Corinne Heitkamp. She hangs on. Now Gasson. Gasson gave it up. She cut to the rim, got it back, fed it to Putoff, low on the right. A lot of congestion. Shot way short, out of bounds to Anna.
Ladies and gentlemen, please get your 50.
20-point first quarter for Fort Loramie. A dozen cents. Minute 48 to go in the third. Anna has, what, 3 points in quarter number one? Hasn't scored in the third quarter at all. Is that right, Chuck?
Correct.
Anna has been blanked in period number three. Fort Loramie's defense stifling. Here is London Rice. Nice drive. Oh, a good dish off to Molly Riok for the basket. The moment I say Anna hasn't scored, Riok nets it two. 32-13, Fort Loramie. Good hoop by Riok. Deep left corner for Fort Loramie. It is Corinne Heitkamp. Cross court to Gasson. Her right corner, Brandewee. Straight away, Holscher. Goes opposite to Brandewee, right baseline. Now to Gasson. Jukes Brewer a little bit, missed the shot. Caitlin got a rebound, though. Good play by Caitlin. Gives it up, gets it back. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Gasson in control, top of the circle. Now Corinne Heitkamp, ball lobbed in baseline left to Holscher. She goes below the backboard, meets resistance, lost it, got it back, shoots a long two, and hits it. 18-footer Kenzie Holscher.
That's a lot of work for 2 points right there.
Well said. 24 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie 34 and a 13. Outside jump shooting for Fort Loramie much better tonight than in the past couple weeks. Here's Dosick, got into a little hot water, dribbled into the lane. Head coach Jeff Maurer gets a timeout with 10.1 to go in the third. Chuck will keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northwest of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including custom home building, custom home interiors, remodels, additions, outbuildings, pavilions, and commercial buildings too. 200 years of experience among our current employees. Hoing and Hoing is one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing Builders has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144 at hoingandhoingbuilders.com. What you imagine, we create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Well, let's see what head coach Jeff Maurer has drawn up for the last 10.1 of the third quarter with Fort Loramie leading 34-13. Brewer fed it to Dosick, right back to Kaylee. Her jump shot, three-point territory, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. A second to go. Long lead out down below the rim to Holscher. She's too far under and can't get the ball to the iron. Third quarter finishes, Fort Loramie 34 and a 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Tonight in the Shelby County League, by way of girls action, Jackson Center's at Houston. Rushi is at Fairlawn. And then in games coming up on Saturday, Fairlawn's at Anna, Marion Local's at Rushi, New Bremen's at Jackson Center, New Knoxville's at Houston, Riverside's at Botkins, and we're covering the big clash between Fort Loramie and Ottawa Glandorf right here at 1 o'clock. Fort Loramie with great chemistry on offense to start the fourth quarter. What, Chuck, about 5-6 passes? Yep. Rose got the bucket.
Yep, they did a good job. They got it right down there on the block. She all by herself.
Ottawa Glandorf ranked third in the state in girls division three. Fort Loramie number one in the state in girls division one. They lock horns on Saturday when Fort Loramie celebrates 50 years of girls hoops. And we'll be right here. Tip off about 1:30, we understand. We'll double check that. There will be a lengthy pregame ceremony. 1 o'clock airtime approximately. Dosick shot baseline left. Blocked off the side of the board, and then Anna throws it in. A little sloppy. Fort Loramie snarfs it up. Here's Gasson quickly up to Brandewee. Good look down inside to Holscher for two. Kenzie got position, and with those lengthy arms, she snatched it, made it look easy.
Yep, again, beat the zone down the floor, and she did box them out.
Yep, that is the best remedy for that 2-3 zone defense. Minute 15 gone here in the fourth. Long arms of Holscher with a deflect at the top of the circle. Anna recovers. 38-13 Redskins. 6:30 left in the fourth. Little give and go. Gosick to Riemann. Blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Substitution for Anna, which now has Landis, Dosick, Puppelman on the floor with Riemann and Brewer. Dosick spin move. Gives it up to Landis in the left corner. She's now at the elbow. Back to Dosick. Skip cross court to a teammate. Jumping, shooting, Riemann. No good off the heel. Long rebound for Fort Loramie. Lead out down the floor to Gasson, baseline right. And she got so far beneath the glass, Chuck, she stepped out. About the only thing Caitlin's done wrong tonight.
Yep. I'll give her a teeny little check mark against that.
She's in line to get the Clancy's award tonight. Caitlin Gasson has been special for Fort Loramie, which leads 38-13. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Poor pass by Anna, taken away by Fort Loramie. Down the court to Gasson, to Brandewee. Gasson, right corner, into the post to Rose. Good defense by Landis, who bats it free. Riott gets it for Anna, poked away by Fort Loramie. Now Rose has got it. Foul, reach in, Anna. Very feisty defense always when these two teams get together. Probably between the two clubs, Chuck, we've had 30 turnovers, I bet.
24 and 35.
Tell you what, many of them have been forced by very good defense. Long three-pointer by Brandewee, circles around and comes out, rebound down to Anna. Yeah, stellar defense by both clubs has caused the majority of the mistakes here tonight. Aaron shot, Anna rebound down to Fort Loramie. Baseline right, Riley Heitkamp into Holscher. Pinned by two players, foul against Anna. 5:26 to go in the fourth. 38-13 Fort Loramie. Don't forget tomorrow night, big boys game for you from Anna. Botkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, tip off 7:30. Online and on radio at 7. Chuck, if anyone's going to catch the Botkins Trojans, somebody in the league's got to pin a loss on Botkins on Botkins soon.
Somebody has to beat them or they're not going to lose the league.
Exactly. Botkins 6-0. Anna's lost just 2, 4-2. Loramie's lost 2. Now, Fort Loramie's at Jackson Center tomorrow night. Jackson Center's lost 3, but the Tigers have played Botkins twice already. And Jackson Center has got home games left with Fort Loramie and Anna. And as I mentioned, has played Botkins 2 times to this point. But Anna needs to pull off the upset tomorrow night in order to shake up the Shelby County League boys race. Inside play by Holscher, a little swan dive move, a leaner, short, rebound down to Anna. 4:38 to go in the fourth. Into the post, it's Roland. Ball goes baseline to Kaylee Brewer, pulls up at the elbow, doesn't shoot, down inside to Roland, and the pass goes astray, out of bounds. That one I don't think you could say was a forced error by the defense.
No.
Yeah, Botkins sits at 6-0. Trojans play 6 of their next 7 boys games away.
Wow.
Tough stretch. Double weekend on the road Friday and Saturday for the Botkins boys at Anna at Lima Bath on Saturday. Here's a baseline drive by Dana Rose. Hits the cutter down the lane. Oh, a great play. Gabbard on the finish. And Clara points to Dana and says, I owe you. Beautiful dish on the play by Clara Gabbard of Fort Loramie. Best pass of the night right there, Chuck.
That was a good look.
40-13, Redskins over the Rockets. 3:51 to go in the fourth. Dosick head of the key, off balance. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Mary Landis. Shot short below the rim, off the glass. Fort Loramie recovers it. Foul, Anna. 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 40, Anna 13. Mary Landis comes out. Rockets have Brewer and Dosick on the floor. London Rice is in. Lena Rowland in the middle. Taylor Puppelman mans the opposite baseline in the zone defense. Here's Rose. Cross-court pass, Gebhardt. Squeezes into the lane, doesn't shoot. Out of Dana, out of the key. Near side pass, Gebhardt goes baseline. Gives it to put off behind her. 40-13 Fort Loramie, which won the first meeting of the year, 43-19 against Anna. Baseline J, Riley Heitkamp falling backwards. Swish! She makes it. Riley connects on a long one. The three-point shooting for Fort Loramie sharp tonight.
Yeah, they've made two, four, five, six.
Six triples by Fort Loramie. Here's an Anna bucket. Nice maneuver into the lane by the Rockets. Well done on the play by Ella Dosick. Two-pointer. A little leaner right in front. Coming right back, Gebhardt. Jump shot, turn around, 10 feet out. Good for Fort Loramie. Clara Gebhardt comes right back with two. 45-15, Fort Loramie up. 2:28 to go, fourth quarter. Dosick dribble drive, a lot of traffic. Defense applied, but Brandewey foul against Colleen. Well, she did as well as she could. Got a lot of hand on ball, maybe some on wrist. Two free throws for Ella. First shot swish. Tell you what, Chuck, I've got to go way back to the beginning of last year. I can't recall Ella hitting the rim on a foul shot. Everything's been all net court. Perfect. Second shot coming up here for Dosick. Brenna Cobb, 5'4 freshman, in now for Anna. Second free throw, Dosick on the way. Good again. That one didn't touch the rim either.
Close.
No. Clock running, 2:18 to go, fourth quarter, 45-17 Fort Loramie. Very similar score to the first encounter between the two teams. Riley Heitkamp, top of the key, feeds foul line to Kara Meyer. Down inside to Dana Rose. Muscle shot, off balance, and a foul against Anna. Dana used her body well, couldn't finish, but she earns two free throws with 2:04 to go here in the fourth. Free throw Dana, yes. 46-17, Fort Loramie. Again tomorrow night, we are at Anna. Anna Botkins boys. Tip off 7:30, webcast time at 7. Botkins 11-0, and Anna 7-4. Anna with a nice win at Fairlawn on Tuesday, 72-68. Of course, Botkins coming off 2 3-pointers last weekend, Chuck. Both games, Botkins trailed till very late in the fourth quarter. 47-17 in favor of Fort Loramie after the two made free throws by Dana Rose. Here's a steal. Brandewey comes down the floor for the Redskins. Stops and pops a 15-footer. It rimmed. Came out to Anna. 1:34 to go in the game. Dosick to midcourt. So many thanks to our great Fort Loramie sponsors. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And as well, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to Custom Foam. 1:10 to go in the game. Fort Loramie with a steal. Foul line is Brandewey. She knifes her way down the paint and flips it up and in. Nice play, Colleen Brandewey.
Yeah, that's a nice move.
55 seconds and counting. Left in the fourth. 32-point lead, Fort Loramie. Dosick 30 feet out. Goes near side to London Rice. Straight away, Brenna Cobb. Now the ball fed to Taylor Puppelman. Now to Rice, who tries to lob down below the rim to Dosick. Tipped away by Fort Loramie. Riok gets it back for Anna. 1:30 to go. Now Cobb, 25 feet away. Dosick at the elbow on the right, steps back, shoots the 17-footer. A little heavy on it, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. 18 ticks to go. Redskins quickly up the floor. Baseline left, it's Gebhardt. Now to Riley Heitkamp near center court with 10 remaining. Now Kara Meyer, ball high overhead. Drops it down inside to the post player. Six-footer missed. Loose ball rebound, Anna. And that will do it here at Fort Loramie. 49-17 Redskins over the Rockets. Fort Loramie won the first tilt between the two, 43-19. So similar scores in the two games. Anna in the first outing played Fort Loramie mighty tough through the first two periods. Plus tonight, Fort Loramie had blazing hot shooting in the opening 8 minutes and put Anna away very quickly here tonight. Fort Loramie shot it much better from the outside than it has in the past few weeks. Anna Rockets' next game is coming up on Saturday at home against Fairlawn, by the way, next Tuesday. Anna plays New Bremen at Anna. And Fort Loramie's next few encounters, Ottawa-Glandorf on Saturday. We've got that game for you. 1 o'clock airtime, 1:30 tip, as Fort Loramie celebrates 50 years of girls' hoops on Saturday. Next Thursday, Fort Loramie's at Botkins. And 1 week from Saturday, on January 23rd, Fort Loramie is at Division II Lima Bath. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers and make our Clancy's award.
Well, Loramie out-rebounded Anna 24-11, 8-3 on the offensive boards. The Rockets turned the ball over 27 times. They were 4-4 from the free throw line, but that's because Dosick shot them all. Ella was the leading scorer of their 17 points. She had 9. She is the Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets. On the other side, Gaston ended up with 15. Rose also ended up in double figures with 10. And Caitlin Gasson will be the Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Steve and Ted's, has joined us. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 in Anna, and Steve and Ted's has built a quality reputation for providing excellent products and services at good prices. Steve and Ted Services, servicing, repairing, selling, and installing residential and commercial heating and cooling. Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 in Anna. And again, so many thanks to LaCal Equipment. We couldn't have gotten started back in 2006 and 7 without the support from LaCal. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R, com online at securecom.com. That's SecureCom in Minster, the pros in protection. And thank you, the Sydney Daily News, with the award-winning sports page and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Chuck, reminding me, what was that final score again?
49-17.
49-17 was the final?
Yep.
Are you sure? Double check.
I can look it up.
43-19 was the score the first time these two clubs played.
Yeah, it was 49-17.
49-17. 49-17
that's
the final
time. That's what makes it tough for Loramie to I mean, yeah. These kids aren't stupid, and they know that this is the second best team in the league.
Right.
And they're going to beat them by 30. So it's really hard to get them motivated. That's why they play such a tough non-league schedule.
Fort Loramie now 14-0 on the year. Anna 8-5. For our scoresbroadcast.com online audience, for our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM radio audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying good night until tomorrow night from Anna. Again, our final score, Fort Loramie Girls 49, Anna 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.